Information presented in the following program is for entertainment purposes only and should not be taken as a statement of fact. He was responsible for presenting great entertainment in South Florida, Broadway, and across the country. If you've enjoyed a basketball game of the Miami Heat, a Broadway touring show, or a day at the Coconut Grove Arts Festival, then you need to tip your hat to this gentleman. This is the tale of South Florida Celebrities Part 2, Zev Buffman. Welcome to Tales from South Florida. I'm your host, Bill Monty. Nationally known theater impresario Zev Buffman was a key figure in the evolution of South Florida theater and indeed many forms of entertainment, including venues, concerts, and sports. He was a charismatic man who was described as having an elfish face, and he did, in a good way. And he was known for enthusiasm, showmanship, and drive as he managed and significantly developed three South Florida venues, as well as a dozen others across the country. His Broadway productions earned Tony Award nominations across half century. He helped develop the modern-day national touring system, and he was a co-founder of the Miami Heat. Zev Buffman was born in Tel Aviv, Palestine in 1930. His parents were early pioneers from Ukraine, and his initial involvement in the performing arts began in 1947 while in the 89th Commandos. At the age of 16, he debuted as a stand-up comic throughout Israel, entertaining troops in periods of ceasefire during the 1948 Arab-Israeli War and other wars that followed. He came to the United States as a foreign exchange student in 1951. He moved to Hollywood, California, and worked as an actor while attending college. He had roles in the films Flight to Tangier and the Cecil B. DeMille classic, The Ten Commandments. By 1960, he had produced his first Hollywood-to-Broadway-bound musical, Vintage 60, in partnership with Broadway's David Merrick. By 1962, Buffman had migrated to South Florida. He was seeking a Miami-area venue to present a show that he was producing, called Pajama Tops, and he was shown the then-dormant Coconut Grove Playhouse. I'm sure you've heard of it. He leased it, then he bought it, he resurrected it, he remodeled it, adding a balcony, and as president, CEO, and owner, he produced shows there for 8 years. If you've never been to Coconut Grove Playhouse, it's an absolutely beautiful venue, and it's so sad what's going on with it today. And if you're not sure what that story is, I ask you to go Google it. And if you can, perhaps you can provide some financial assistance for the cause of bringing the Coconut Grove Playhouse back, because it's such a terrific venue. He brought in New York and Hollywood actors to the Coconut Grove Playhouse, people like George C. Scott and Colleen Dewhurst, to star in roles that they might never get a chance to play elsewhere. That same tactic was used in later years at the Burt Reynolds Dinner Theater up in Jupiter, Florida. But nobody did it like Zev. In October 1963, Zev Buffman collaborated with Charlie Cinnamon, who was the public relations director of the Coconut Grove Playhouse, and frankly, he's someone who needs his own episode of Tales from South Florida. Charlie was a unique guy. But Buffman wanted to organize a Left Bank-style art show, Left Bank as in Paris, to publicize the opening of the musical Irma La Douce at the Coconut Grove Playhouse. Well, they did such a great job with this festival, it's still around today. You might have heard of it. It's called the Coconut Grove Arts Festival. But sitting still or on his laurels, that was not in Zev Buffman's DNA. His energy was endless, infectious, and he was just getting started. Next up, Zev Buffman redefines touring Broadway and helps bring the NBA to Miami. We'll talk about that when we get back from this short break. Cirque du Soleil Echo, under the big top at Gulfstream Park now through April 21st, 2024. Echo is a spectacular performance. Hey, I've seen it. I can tell you, you're going to have a great time. This show combines poetry, stagecraft, daring acrobatics, and technology, and explores that delicate balance between people, animals, and the world we all share. Tales from South Florida listeners have access to special discounted single tickets. How does 25% off sound? And group tickets. To learn more, join our Facebook page, Tales from South Florida, or write to us at talesfromsouthflorida@gmail.com, and I'll send you the link for that special discounted tickets. You'll be buying directly from Cirque du Soleil and not any third-party sellers. Cirque du Soleil Echo, under the big top, at Gulfstream Park, now through April 21st, 2024. Be there. Hi, Bill Monty here, and I invite you to join me for my podcast, Bill Monty's Guide for Getting Older. Each episode, I'll be talking about topics that affect older Americans, but don't worry, we'll keep it light, educational, and entertaining. It's not about being old. It's about getting older, and sometimes you need a guide to get you to where you're going. And that's me, Bill Monty's Guide for Getting Older, the podcast for young people who have been alive a very long time. Leslie Feldman, who was the publisher of Playbill Magazine, you know that little magazine you get whenever you go to see a Broadway show that tells you who the cast members are and all that stuff? Well, he once described Zev Buffman's contribution to South Florida theater as, "He was a modern-day P.T. Barnum and the greatest showman I've ever known." Zev and publicist Charlie Cinnamon, who we mentioned before, they built from the ground up, brick by brick, theater by theater, city by city, the modern touring Broadway subscription series. After leaving the Coconut Grove Playhouse in 1971, Zev Buffman devoted his energies to developing the Zev Buffman Broadway series, which brought national tours across Florida, New Orleans, and Chicago. He helped lead the conversion of the Municipal Auditorium where Jackie Gleason had taped his television program and turned it into a full-scale arts venue renamed the Miami Beach Theater of Performing Arts, or, as we came to know it, the Jackie Gleason Theater of Performing Arts. There, he served as its president from 1976 to 1990. With Lewis Parker, he pushed for the creation of Parker Playhouse in 1967 as a showcase for his productions. He toured his productions both through the Coconut Grove Playhouse and the Parker Playhouse for a few years, as well as another venue that he supported, the Royal Poinciana Playhouse up in West Palm Beach. His touring paradigm became the template for many companies. In 1988, he sold the firm and other theaters to Pace Theatrical Group, or PTG, which has morphed over the years into Broadway Across America, one of the world's largest Broadway touring companies, if not the largest. His business partners included Frank Sinatra for his theater in Chicago and a little-known actress named Elizabeth Taylor, who was also a close friend of his. He brought Taylor to her Broadway debut in The Little Foxes, a work which debuted at the Parker Playhouse. I recall the incredible amount of publicity generated back then when Liz came to town. Later, he brought Elizabeth and Richard Burton together to the Broadway stage and Parker Playhouse in the 1983 revival of Noel Coward's Private Lives. He also collaborated with Andrew Lloyd Webber as lead producer of the original Broadway production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. In 2003, Buffman moved to Owensboro, a small college town in western Kentucky where an ailing sister lived. He agreed to manage a local theater complex because God knows why sit around. But he agreed to manage a local theater complex that actually didn't have any product. Well, why be deterred by something as small as that? He gathered his friend Angela Lansbury and an equally well-known collection of friends to help create an International Mystery Writers Festival, Zev and his festivals, that would choose, produce, and then mount full productions or readings of complete plays, one-acts, and radio scripts. The first edition in 2007 sorted through 1,000 entries and mounted 12 productions. Creating the Festival won him a Raven Award in 2010 from the Mystery Writers of America, and also a 2008 Edgar Award for producing the best play, Panic. His desire to take this creation on the road led to my initial meeting with Zev Buffman in 2012 as part of a team bringing a production of his to Parker Playhouse for the 2013 season. I found Mr. Buffman to be kind, professional, and I really enjoyed that he wanted to hear the ideas of everyone at the table. So here was a guy who certainly had the experience, the fame, the background to kind of just be a jerk if he wanted to be. He was anything but. He was so open and just so inviting. His delight at returning to South Florida was evident, and he was just a pleasure to work with. Somewhere I have a picture of Zev and I together, and when I find it, I'll put it up on our Facebook page. But lest you think his only interest was theater, Zev Buffman was also into sports and, if you haven't guessed it, community. And in 1988, Buffman became the founding general partner of the basketball team, the Miami Heat, with partner Ted Arison. He also helped with the fundraising efforts to build the Miami Arena where the Heat played until 1999. In the 1990s, Buffman began a new partnership with Wayne Huizenga to become a major player in the concert business. As the president and CEO, he planned, built, and oversaw four new 20,000-seat outdoor amphitheaters in Phoenix, Southern California, Charlotte, and West Palm Beach. You might have been to that amphitheater in West Palm Beach. In 2011, Zev Buffman was named the president and CEO of Ruth Eckert Hall Incorporated, a performing arts venue over in Clearwater. He collaborated with the city on the renovation of the historic theater in downtown Clearwater, which reopened in December 2013. Here's the bottom line, friends. If you've ever attended a show at the Jackie Gleason Theater for the Performing Arts, which paved the way for the Arsht Center in Miami, or Parker Playhouse, or the Broward Center for the Performing Arts, or the Kravis Center, both of which I believe would not have existed had it not been for Zev Buffman initially. If you've been to the Amphitheater West Palm Beach, if you ever went to a performance or a concert at the old Miami Arena, or if you've been to a Miami Heat game, if you're a subscriber to the Broadway series in any city in America or Canada, if you've attended the Coconut Grove Arts Festival, then you need to thank Zev Buffman, a true visionary who changed the world, and especially our corner of it, for the better. And besides that, Zev, you are a real mensch. What is your favorite venue in South Florida? Write to us at talesfromsouthflorida@gmail.com or call us at 754-800-3170. We do appreciate any and all of your feedback. Hey, I've got to give a huge shout out and thank you to Bill Hirschman, last of the great theater reviewers in South Florida. A lot of the information in this episode came from his website and article about Zev Buffman. If you want to stay up to date on everything theater in our area, please visit floridatheateronstage.com. There's lots of great information there, and you can read all of Bill's work. He's a really nice guy. Let's go ahead and help support him. And finally, I want to dedicate this episode to Russ Chard. He's an old friend of mine who back in the late 1970s was a subscriber to the aforementioned Zev Buffman Broadway series in Miami. Knowing that I also enjoyed shows, he often invited me along. And that's where I saw productions like the original touring company of Pippin, Dracula, and Camelot, my favorite musical, with Richard Burton. Russ passed away this week, and I regret that we lost touch over the years. He also was a firefighter for the Hollywood Fire Department, and most important, he was just one of the good guys. Hey, thanks, Russ, for all of the laughs and the fun times back in the day. Thank you for joining me this week, and I hope you'll continue to listen every week as we share more Tales from South Florida. And remember, be kind whenever possible. It's always possible.